Today on the Travel Guys.
In the travel news, U.S. history is being rewritten in our national parks as anything the current administration doesn't like is being removed. And you can now get a driverless taxi at the San Francisco airport.
At 11:22, we'll try to make you a smarter traveler on your next trip. A reminder to plan your arrival well before your cruise is scheduled to depart. And a creative and humorous solution to those who put their bare feet in your space on a plane.
Rob Stewart joined us at 11:35 for a great interview. He's been the host of Rob on the Road on our local PBS station, Channel 6, for 18 years. He shares some of the highlights of his TV journey.
Our Odds and Ends segment at 11:55 has stories of Canadians traveling to Colorado and what happened when someone booked a Marriott hotel and it closed before they arrived. We'll tell you how the traveler went to great lengths to get his money back.
Nothing but great information and even a little fun must be the latest edition of the Travel Guys.
On the road again.
I've been everywhere, man.
Jamaica.
Solo Seattle.
Get your kicks on Route 66.
Let's go on with the show.
Once again, live and in living radio, my friends, at a couple of minutes after 11 a.m. here on Sactown Sports 1140. It's Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano. We are known as the Travel and Entertainment Guys, at least at this point in the week. Thanks for coming along. Mark, how the heck are you?
I'm doing well. What are you? I see you rubbing your hands together there. Are you starting
the
fire?
That was just a warm-up move, you know.
Oh, I
Everybody
see.
Everybody has a warm-up move.
Old veteran radio warm-up move, is that what that is?
Yeah. It's good. Yeah, I was trying to create fire.
Well, I appreciate that. Anything you can do to lift us up a level, you know, is, you know, real or imagined is always a good thing. Hey, listen, before we get started on the travel news today, we call ourselves the Travel and Entertainment Guys. I have three quick little theater things for you. One is the Sophia, which is the B Street Theater, the Sophia B Street Theater downtown. Beautiful theater if you've never been there. They have a show there playing through the end of next week, Misery. Remember that show with Kathy Bates, the movie with Kathy Bates, and where she it's kind of a gruesome show where she tortured this guy, you know, she tied him up, but she was supposed to be his nurse or something. It's been a long time since I saw it, but it's a little gruesome. But anyway, it's getting incredibly great reviews all over the place online and from reviewers and stuff like that. So if you've never been to the Sophia downtown, this next week, if that sort of show rings your bell, why, this would be a good opportunity to step in the door there. They are doing at the La Jolla Playhouse in San Diego, which is a place where many Broadway shows are given their first shot or their second shot, let's say. If it looks like initially this might have some promise, they send it to the La Jolla Playhouse, and if it survives there, then oftentimes it's Broadway bound, and they are doing a show starts next week. It's called The Recipe, and it's about the life of Julia Child.
Interesting.
And that just seems like it would be interesting to me. She was a lady who was around a long, long, long time, and
she talked like this. Hi, I'm Julia Child.
Exactly.
And today, we're making muffins.
The third theater thing we have here is the Palm Springs Plaza Theater, which is an old historic theater, small theater in downtown Palm Springs that just reopened in December after being closed for a number of years, has been listed on the National Register of Historic Places. So not only did this old theater make a comeback in downtown Palm Springs, but now it's got some panache that maybe will help it from ever being closed again. Really a classic old theater in downtown. If you're going to Palm Springs, I mean, people like Jack Benny and Bob Hope and Frank Sinatra and all these people performed there over the years. And so now it's a community theater, bringing in some outside acts and stuff like that. So the Plaza Theater in downtown Palm Springs, and that's all I got for you at the top.
All right. That's good stuff. All right. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys, and somewhere near the top of the hour, we bring you up to date on what's known as the travel news. There's the travel news and music. I don't know why people do lead-in musics, but it just makes it sound cool.
Well,
with cool news.
Yeah.
Once again, Mark Hoffman.
And the reason we use this, guy. I don't know that we've said this for a while, but it's Huey Lewis and the News.
News.
Yeah. If you didn't catch up on that, that was our, that's our concept there. Anyways. All Pretty right. Weak. So one of the things in the headline, this came from our friend Chris Elliott. Marriott closed my hotel but kept my money and offered gift cards instead. This guy booked a hotel, Four Points by Sheraton near LAX, and last year. And when he got there, the hotel was closed. So he said, maybe it should have been a clue that I couldn't find their shuttle bus at the airport. But he said, you know, it wasn't very far, so I just got an Uber and went there. And so when he contacted Marriott, he's like, you know, well, so this is, how can you help me? And they said, well, we'll send you a gift card for what you, he had prepaid for the reservation.
No, man.
So
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah. Talk about being, adding insult to injury. You know, this guy's standing on the street in front of the hotel and you're telling that, you know, not only is your hotel, yes, sir, your hotel is closed. It's a franchise and they closed. And well, can you get, put me someplace else? Well, no, because they're a franchise and they have your money and we don't. And so you're just going to have to find it. So the guy had to find a place at walk-up rates, no less, nearby. So he paid about 2.5 times for his hotel, what he should have paid for, what he thought he had already paid for in the first place. And then Marriott tried to ghost him. And so Chris Elliott's crowd tried to help him. And they got ghosted too. But there is a bottom line to all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Because he paid for it and the hotel closed and didn't provide the services, he could do a chargeback to his credit card and he won. So that's the little deal, is that if you're 100% in the right and you know it, then it's time to call in the reinforcements.
Now, had he not used a credit card, but had used a debit card, he would not have been able to.
He would not.
What do you think?
He would not. Yeah. Yeah, he would. His road to recovery would have been much more difficult. It's not to say that he couldn't have gotten the money back through the debit card company, but it would have been much more difficult to do. But anyway, this guy was persistent, and it just proves that even when Chris Elliott and gang is on your side, and you're right, you don't always win. And so, but they found a way for him to win, which is important. Remember that credit card thing sometimes can be the fallback. Colorado tourism. We've talked about how Canadians are not coming to the United States in great numbers because they're PO'd at the president. And so it's in the mid-20s is how much visitation from Canada is down. And to the border cities like Niagara Falls and Blaine, Washington, and some of the places up in Maine and New England, the visitation is down as much as 35%, the drive-over visitation. But Colorado has been making a real effort to promote to Canadians and say, hey, we're different. They've got a Canadian Friendship Day that they celebrated last year and they're planning on celebrating this year. Visitation, Canadian visitation to Canada, Canadian visitation to Colorado is actually up 1%. So that doesn't sound like much, but when the rest of the country is off 25%, and a lot of Canadians, we've talked about how much they love Las Vegas, they go to Colorado is where they go to ski. So you might say, well, Canadians, gosh, they would have places to ski in their own country, and I'm sure they would.
Sure.
But when they travel to ski, they go to the Rocky Mountains in Colorado. And Colorado had statistics that supported this. So they went on a marketing campaign and said, look, we love you. Never mind about this other stuff. And Canadians are apparently responding. So good for them. Hawaii is weighing the potential tourism impact of legalizing marijuana. That's the headline.
Yeah.
I would suggest probably the impact will be fairly negligible. There might be a little bit of a lift, but I will tell you, people in Hawaii already smoke marijuana. Shh, don't tell anybody it's not legal. Anyways, they are doing the studies to find out if it will negatively impact travel in Hawaii. They surveyed Japanese travelers and Canadian travelers and people from the mainland of the U.S. And so most of the people said legalization of marijuana would not change their travel plans to Hawaii, whether they imbibe in the product or not. those who liked it didn't say they would come more often, and those who didn't like it didn't say they would come less often. I have a prediction based on this. Weed is legal in Hawaii within a year or so.
You know, people used to travel in the, well, I don't know, 70s, whatever, over to Hawaii looking for Maui Wowie,
yeah,
which was supposed to be a really good strain of marijuana. And but they were always encouraged to not, especially on the Big Island, don't go wandering off into the brush looking for Maui Wowie plants because, it's a volcanic rock, and there are these volcano tunnels where the lava had flowed through, and you go walking out into the brush and you step on one of those and Maui Wowie, I should tell you.
Yeah, exactly. For your feet. It's medical marijuana is legal in Hawaii now, so it's not like they're completely behind the times. This would just be a kind of a, instead of looking the other way, they would stop looking the other way, I guess. And the amount of tax money that some states have made by taxing marijuana is, especially smaller states, is quite significant. I mean, they've been able to fund some things. So, and people don't seem, for some reason, when it comes to liquor and weed taxes, people don't seem to be quite, doesn't seem to bother them quite so much.
So, yeah.
You know, whatever works for you. Hey, here is the first survey that I've seen about how do you feel about Southwest changing its seating policy. This is from our friends at Travelers United. I'm happy with it as I like being able to choose where I sit. 42%.
All right.
I will miss the old way as I like the challenge to get to board early. 37%. Fairly equal. I like flying Southwest, so I'm going to wait and see. 21%. That's about what I would have expected. About half the people are okay with it. You know, 40%, about 40% are, I kind of like the old way. We'll see what happens. And 20% are like, you know, I kind of like Southwest, so hopefully this will all work out.
All I can say is I'm a Southwest guy. I booked my first flight, just a few days ago. Mark, you knew about it. And bottom line is those $49 flights to Las Vegas are a thing of the past.
Mm-hmm. They are. They are. Unless you go on Tuesday night, the third week of the month, on the last flight of the day, and come back in the morning at 5:50 a.m., then you can still, they're still out there. It's just that they are. It used to be in the old days, you could look down the Burbank thing and when they were having a sale and every flight was $39, and that's not the case anymore. There are a couple of flights that will be on the sale price and everything else will be a little higher. And plus Southwest is charging for seats and for baggage, and say goodbye to the Southwest that you used to know.
Yeah.
We're all the same. However, before we get too far in the ditch on Southwest, they are the airline that offers us nonstops to places like Eugene and Santa Barbara and Tucson and, Kansas City and St. Louis and Nashville. And I could go on, I think. And a lot of places that other airlines, you got to spend all day getting there. And Southwest takes you there right away. So, I'm not ready to get off the plane quite yet. Hey, here's a positive and a negative for consumers. New York City has new rules for hotel transparency. The whole price has to be on the first page. So any resort fees, destination fees, hospitality service fees, just bullshit fees, those are all going to have to be on that first page. So you see that the price of the hotel is $329. With all of this other stuff added, the actual price of the room is $437.50. So now you can make a true comparison. So good for the city of New York that they are going that direction. Our airlines around the country, though, are going the other direction. We told you last month about how a appellate court judge had upheld a court ruling on consumer fee disclosures. Well, another judge said not so much, not so fast. He has overruled it. So we'll see what happens. But for right now, the airlines no longer have to play by the telling you everything up front. So they can say, here's the fare. And on the next screen, they can say, here's what the baggage is. And on the next screen, they can say, oh, you wanted to pick a seat? Well, here, what's what that cost. And by the time you get to the end of the thing, your $59 seat is $136.50. And so the airlines have successfully won this legal battle. New York City, one for the consumers. Airlines across the country, one for the airlines. They want to nickel and dime you. Don't listen to what they say. It's how they make their money. So they're all in the back room clapping and drinking champagne over this ruling because it makes it a lot harder for you to figure out to make price comparisons. And that's what they want. Bark Air has launched Bark Happy Concierge Service. Bark Air, which as you might guess, is a team of canine care professionals that supports thousands of dogs throughout their journeys worldwide. They have teamed up with a hotel, the Windsor Court, and it's the first time they've teamed up with a hotel in order to provide dedicated concierge service for your dog. If you've got a whole lot of money or you're just really attached to your animal, we posted this, I believe, at travelguysradio.com. They have a Bark amenity kit, a Bark toy, treats tailored to each dog's preferences, a dental kit, and a personalized welcome note. You get to take home a Windsor Court bowl as well as seasonal additions to their giveaway.
Yeah, sweet.
Yeah, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
Right. And those dogs will fly there on that airlines that allows dogs only.
San Francisco International says driverless Waymo taxis are now operating at the airport. The service is available for pickups and drop-offs from level one of the car rental center. Level one of the car rental center. Las Vegas death spiral worsens as shocking new figures show just how badly tourism slumped in 2025 is what it says. Las Vegas, after really denying the first half of the year that things were off at all, ended up 7.5% down from the previous year. That's a lot of people in Las Vegas. That's like about 2.5 million people fewer that visited. So room rate dropped, occupancy dropped about 3-4%. Nothing catastrophic, but you got to understand that 3-4% when you're a gambling casino, that's a huge percentage of your profit. Room available revenue per available room fell 8.8%. That means all of the places in the city, how much money they're getting out of their rooms on the average. So there you go. There is a thing on travelguysradio.com, how to avoid World Cup 2026 ticket scams. 20 million people entered the ticket lottery for the World Cup. 19.7 million people didn't get picked.
Yeah.
So 300,000 out of 20 million, there's going to be a large secondary market. There's going to be a lot of people scamming on the secondary market. The soccer people are aware of this, and they have set up some protections for you. So if you are considering tickets on the secondary market for the World Cup, you want to think about the possibility of doing your homework. There are ways that you can be much more protected. And finally, one last quick item here. National park signs related to Native Americans and climate change are being removed from national parks over the last couple of weeks. Grand Canyon, Glacier, Big Bend, and Zion National Park have been impacted. Trump officials have ordered national parks to remove dozens of signs and displays related to climate change, environmental protection, and settlers' mistreatment of Native Americans in a renewed push to implement President Donald Trump's executive order on restoring truth and sanity to American history. That is directly from the White House. And that is your travel news for today.
Hallelujah. Boy, things just never change. All right, we are the Travel Guys, here to make you a smarter traveler. Next up, we're going to make you smarter when you cruise. Okay? Let's go there first. And we got a great suggestion if you're flying and somebody puts their bare feet up on your seat or your armrest. We got a fix for you. That's next right here on the Travel Guys. Hey, it's Mark and Tom, the Travel and Entertainment Guys. Find us at TravelGuysRadio.com. And hey, you know, we mentioned that Rudy's Hideaway and Lobster House over there off of Highway 50 in Hazel kind of sold out for Valentine's Day. But you know what? There's a day before and a day after. And I understand that you might be able to get in on a reservation there. And here's another suggestion. Rudy's to go, okay? Just pretty much everything on their menu, they can fix up for you to take home. Can you imagine bringing home a lobster or maybe one of those, you know, fine prime ribs and a little candlelight at the house there. You can decorate it up.
Oh, I got an idea. You could get to go and eat it in your car. Hey, honey, what a great way to celebrate Valentine's Day. Look out for the steering wheel there. But, you know, it's still Rudy's. It's just Rudy's in the car. Or you could bring a blanket and, you know, in the parking lot. Because, I mean, the weather's kind of nice. You could spread your... Never mind. I'm sorry.
But either way, you could get Rudy's to go for your Valentine if you chose. By the way, this is Dungeness crab season, and they're really out there. Rudy's is really big on providing you fresh Dungeness crab in bulk. So if you want to have a little Dungeness crab party at home, they can hook you up with a few pounds, no problem. Maybe you're going to be sponsoring a crab feed and you're not quite sure how to begin. Well, Rudy's can provide you with bulk crab, or better yet, they can provide you everything you need for your crab feed. Once again, that's Rudy's Hideaway, easy to find, just off Highway 50 in Hazel. You tell them that the travel guy sent you. Okay, Mark, let's get to the Smarter Traveler segment. What do you say?
Sounds good. I was reading an article the other day, and this comes up with some frequency, but this article started off, do you want to know the most common mistake made by veteran or first-time travelers?
What would that be?
And it said, arriving in the departure city, you've arranged to go on a cruise, or you've arranged to take an 8-day escorted tour through a country, something like that, and you arrive on the day that the cruise or the tour departs. And this particularly happens not to people who are traveling across the country or across the planet, but to people who are close. For example, if you're in Sacramento and your cruise leaves from San Diego or Los Angeles, you think to yourself, well, you know, there's how many flights a day to those two cities? A dozen, 15, something like that. If anything happened and my flight didn't go, I just get on the next one. Except that's not really the way it works. If bad weather, or let's say a technology problem, knocked an air, this happens these days every once in a while, knocks an airport out for 3 or 4 hours, then a lot of stuff is just going to get canceled. And it may not be that easy to get on the next one or the next one or the next one. And pretty soon you find that, you can't get to the ship before it sails or to the tour before it departs. And so this is a really common problem. And again, it's done mostly by people who live a short flight away from wherever the departure point is, because they're thinking, this is no big deal. If I had to fly to New York or Miami to catch a cruise, then obviously that takes all day. I'm going to go the day before. But for people, it really is important to consider the fact that there are a lot of things that can go wrong. And why have all of that stress? Here's another thought. What if your baggage gets delayed? What if you get there and for some unknown reason, all the bags come up on the carousel except for the one that had all your clothes in it for the cruise? And if you're there a day early, or heaven forbid, even two, now there's a really good chance that your luggage will catch up with you before you leave on the cruise and you have to go out suddenly and buy a whole bunch of clothing that you've got, you know, 3 hours before the boat leaves, and you're trying to make sure that you have more than one pair of underwear for a 10-day cruise. So, or you're making arrangements, where can your baggage catch up with you if it does? So really and truly, this is a self-inflicted wound that most people do, and go a day early. Heck, even go 2 days early. I mean, some of the cities that cruises depart from, Seattle, San Diego, Los Angeles, Miami, New York City.
Lots of stuff to do there.
Yeah, lots of stuff to do there. So, yes, it's going to add a little cost to your vacation. But, man, I see these people. I'm in airports all the time. And we see these people running through the airport, and you hear them yelling as they're trying to get around. I'm sorry. My cruise sails in 2 hours. And, you know, they're an hour from the port, and they don't realize that, you know, the cruise, they don't pull up the gangplank like at departure time. They pull it up like an hour beforehand, 45 minutes beforehand. So literally and truly, if you're not there a little bit in advance, you're not going to get on. And then you've got that, all those problems of getting to your next place and catching up with the ship. But anyway, or if you're going on an organized tour and it says, you know, we leave from this hotel at 9 o'clock by motor coach this day, and you're not there, now you've got to figure out a way to catch up with them. So really and truly, especially if it's some type of organized thing that you can't shuffle that just on a moment's notice, make sure that you go the day before. That just really is the easiest piece of travel wisdom about that I could share with you. Okay, quickly here before we get to the bottom of the hour. One of the controversies online on a regular basis is people taking off their socks and their shoes and putting their feet up either on the furniture on an airplane or very close to other people's face or places that it just seems like, ew, why would you do that? Mm-hmm. So if you're one of those people who runs into somebody who does this, this is just a brilliant hack that I discovered. This came from Newsweek, from somebody who wrote into the letters to the editor after a story that related to this in things that passengers did on airplanes. And this passenger said, okay, so here's what I do. He says, I get myself a bottle of water and I wet one hand pretty thoroughly. Says, you know, this all has to happen pretty quickly. Says, then I fake a sneeze. Shoo! And when I do that, I make sure that the water that's in my all over my hand goes all over the person's feet so that they think that most likely that what I have done is just sneezed all over their feet. This guy says he's done this 3 times. He said it has never failed that the feet get moved within seconds and never reappear. And I thought when I read that, dude, that is like the best hack I have heard in a long time.
That is brilliant. you know, there is the option or the possibility. If you did that to the wrong person, you might get slugged.
I'd say if someone puts their feet up on your, this is what happens is people in the row behind you put their feet in between the seats feet are on your armrest. Or there's maybe an empty seat in your row. You're on the aisle. The person on the window takes off their shoes and kind of puts up the armrest and kind of commandeers the 2 seats, and their feet are right next to you. Now, it's just, to some people, this is just really a huge problem. And so it's really and truly, give it a shot. Water on your hand. Fake the sneeze. The water goes on the person's foot. You haven't hurt them in any way, shape, or form, but you've certainly made them think twice about whether or not they want to leave their feet there. And that is the year's travel tip for today.
All right. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys. More to come. Rob, as in Rob Stewart. Rob on the road from PBS's Channel 6 joins us for an interesting discussion. That's coming up next. Stick around.
We're going places with that sports leisure flair. A world of adventure, and we take you there.
Last week we told you about a very special Route 66 show that is coming to the California Automobile Museum, and I wanted to remind you about it this week. If you are a fan of off-the-beaten-track places, Route 66 celebrates its centennial and turns 100 years old in 2026. Besides the fact that Sports Leisure Vacations can take you out on the old highway, you don't have to go out on the road to enjoy some Route 66 history. On Tuesday, February the 24th, John Pageant, who is the official videographer for this Route 66 Centennial Project, he's putting together the video that will celebrate the highway's 100 years. He will be in Sacramento. He's a great guy. I know him. John and I are going to team up and give you a history of Route 66, combine some stories and some of his film clips. He's been making movies and taking pictures on Route 66 for many years. It's an afternoon presentation at the California Automobile Museum, Tuesday, February 24th. It starts at 1 o'clock. Tickets are free, but capacity is limited, so you have to have a reservation. You can call Sports Leisure Vacations to request tickets, 916-361-2051. That's 916-361-2051. Or you can go to our website at sportsleisure.com. Just drop us a note and let us know how many tickets you need, and we will respond to you on Monday. It's a Route 66 show. If you're a fan of off-the-beaten-track America, the old highway celebrates its 100th anniversary this year, and here is a great opportunity. If you can't get out and travel the old highway, here's an opportunity to share in some of the centennial. Route 66 at the California Automobile Museum on Tuesday, February 24th.
Hey there, it's Mark and Tom, the Travel and Entertainment Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Thanks for coming along. You can find a link to our special guests and so much more always at TravelGuysRadio.com. Mark, let's tell us a little bit about our special guest today, who's been on the air with us before, but it has been a while. He's pretty well known around the area, and if you watch KVIE at all, you have probably seen him. Mark?
Rob on the Road is the name of his program on KVIE, and Rob Stewart is joining us. Rob, how long has the program been on the air?
Hey, it's good to be with both of you, and I love your show, by the way. I have to throw that out there right off the top. We've been on the air 18 years now. We first went on the air in 2008, so we're at 18 years. That's hard to believe.
Well, it is. And actually, this program that you're on right now has been on the air 18 plus years. We got thrown off. Well, that's thrown off is not the way to say it. The station that we had previously been married to for a long time decided they didn't really want us anymore, despite the fact that we were reasonably successful in our venture. And we have found a new home here on a sports station, which is kind of cool.
Yes.
And we left the right-wing talk station behind and came to a sports station.
There you go. It sounds like you found your footing.
We have.
Sometimes we grow and we bloom and we go.
Rob, I have to ask for, first of all, let's talk a minute about what's your current project?
We've got some fun things going on, and I'll explain them quickly and then tell you what freaks me out about them. So the first one I want to talk about is the Sierra Avalanche Center, going up with the Sierra Avalanche crew that evaluates and checks and looks for dangers in the Sierra and then in the foothills. We're working on getting that going, and that will be hopefully in one of their helicopters. I'm not afraid of that because I did years of helicopter reporting back on the East Coast, but I will also say, or a year of helicopter reporting, but I'll also say the next one is the hot air balloons in Sonoma, and that one scares me to death. I don't know why. I'm scared to death of going up in that one, but I believe in conquering our fears, and so I'm not afraid of the helicopter one, but I'm very scared of the hot air balloon one. I think both will be beautiful stories, and I'm excited to take people along on the journey. The hot air balloons, I think, will be absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's with, I feel the same way. I think with hot air balloons, you feel, for whatever the reason, less in control, less that you can do in an emergency. But it'll be fun to be able to safely go with Rob on the road up into with a hot air balloon.
I have been to the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta, which is something that Sports Leisure Vacations does every year. And wow. And down there, you can get into a, you know, you can pay and get into a balloon and go up.
Did you do
not
that?
Not a chance.
No.
Not happening. You want me to get into a moving object that has no real visible means of stopping, or, you know, it's not like it has a brake or anything like that. You're just kind of hoping that it gets back to the ground okay. God bless all the people who do it. Rob, good luck to you.
Yeah, if I survive that, then we will have all gone on a safe journey. But I am really, especially after what you just said, you're right, there are no breaks.
This is why we have you, is so that you will go out and do these things so we don't have to.
Well, you know, I'm happy to do it for you.
You're just the typical average guy, so you know, that works. We're talking with Rob Stewart from Rob on the Road, a program that's on KVIE on a regular basis on our public broadcasting station if you're new to town and you haven't seen it. And Rob goes out and, as we're just talking about here, does all sorts of things so that we can find out if, you know, we might survive when we do them. Rob, you said the show has been on for 18 years. Is this your full-time job, or do you have another gig that supplements your TV?
PBS KVIE is my full-time job, and I love this station. I love the community work that it provides. We are Northern California storytellers. We are your front row seats to travel and to exploring the world, both here in our community and all over. And I find it incredibly rewarding to belong to a group that truly cares so much about Northern California. And I think that's why it's such a good fit with everything that we do with both of you, because the truth is we're all here to help bring out the best in each other. And that's what PBS does. That's what our show does. And I believe that's what y'all's show does, too.
Thank you. I don't want to turn this, we're a travel program here, but you're right. The people at KVIE, there's kind of a, I love working with them and helping them put together things on the station. We have a very special Route 66 program that's coming up in a few weeks here. And they're very open to suggestions, and they're really terrific people. And I can see why, you know, you work with them full time. I mean, that's the way that you make your living. And I'm just a guy on the fringes of the station. But the fact that we both share the same opinion, I think says a lot about our public broadcast station here in Sacramento. So you've been all over the place, and even the things that you were talking about sound so cool and exciting. You must have a couple of memories, a couple things that stand out in your mind, things that you've done in the past 18 years doing Rob on the Road that you thought really stood above the rest. Can you share a couple of those with us?
Wow, that's like trying to pick your favorite child or your favorite relative. That's a hard one. But I will tell you that of the hundreds of shows and places we've been and the hundreds of people, I have to say off the top of my head, climbing out onto the roof of Hearst Castle was a highlight.
Whoa.
Because you could stand there and look west and see the same site, untouched land that could have been seen for hundreds of years. There you could see areas that were never touched or developed, that I was told by the person we were with. And they said, this is one of those glimpses back in time. And I love it when you can put your hands on a place that really take you and transport you to that type of experience. It was remarkable to stand on the roof of Hearst Castle on top of those, you know, tiles that blanket and cover the roof of Hearst Castle, that, you know, that were put up there hand by hand, made in California, Gladding McBean tiles, Julia Morgan, the phenomenal architect that did the entire Hearst Castle, every bit of it, including the architecture and the decorating, all of it. She did all of it and masterfully, the tiles, everything. That was just amazing. Another wonderful experience was going up with a group from Folsom and a bunch of old war planes, World War II planes that had been renovated. And it's a flying club. And we went up, and it was so exciting. We were flying all around, the Folsom area, some of a little bit of the foothills, and some have ventured into a little bit of the Sacramento area. And we could see for miles the beauty and the playground that we have here. But I was so excited, I forgot to close the cockpit cover. It's just a two-person, two-seater plane.
Right.
So that was really thrilling to go up in that as well. You know, we are so lucky to live here and to have some of the things that we have that we take for granted. And we're seeing so many of those things today that we need to spotlight. And that's what we're trying to do through our show.
Amazing, amazing. What an experience. I know people listening to the show are those that today, and then those that have watched you. There's a lot of envy going on because in my opinion, you have the absolute perfect job.
Well, that's very, very kind of you to say. I believe I have the perfect job, too. But I will also say that as far as envy, people say that to me, but I always say back to them that the reason I feel like I have the perfect job is because I get to meet and talk to people every day. And I think that we all have that opportunity in our lives to find a way to meet and talk to someone every day, to step out into the unknown, to go beyond your comfort zone, and to get to know someone. Because in a way, talking to a new person and listening to their journey and their story of life is traveling in and of itself. The more we get to know other people, the more experience we gain, especially when they're not like us. I call them mirror people. You don't want to just see the same thing that you see in the mirror. You want to expand your horizons through travel or through people. And we do both of that here. And I think that we all can do that. I'm just very lucky that it is my job.
Our special guest today here on the Travel Guys is Rob Stewart, host of Rob on the Road, featured on KVIE Channel 6. What you just said is something that I hear from Mark quite often as to why he travels and why he takes people all over the place. And the key thing there is the people that you meet. And the relationships that you develop.
Yeah, and you're right, Rob. Those of us who have the opportunity to go places and meet people, and oftentimes when I'm out checking out potential destinations for sports leisure vacations, I'll go someplace and just like you do, and I'll meet somebody and say, "Wow, that's a really." I was in Key West a couple weeks ago, and the gentleman came out to give us a guided tour of the Truman White House. Harry Truman used to go down to Key West when he was president, and that was where he escaped to. And we had a guided tour for our group, and the gentleman came out and introduced himself, and he mentioned to me, he says, "Oh, well, you're the tour guy." He says, I do ghost tours in town and some other things and stuff. And I was like, wow, I have met the right person. After all these years in Key West, I've met the guy who does all of the Rob on the Road type stuff. And will be of great value to me. So having the opportunity to go out and meet those people is really a true privilege.
Yeah, and you get to take people with you, which is in real life, which is even, 10 times probably more rewarding as well. And I do have to say that you talk about that situation in Key West. There's a similar place to go to in Jack London Square in Oakland. It's the USS Potomac, and you can go out on that ship, which was FDR, President Roosevelt's yacht, presidential yacht, and it's there in the Jack London Square, and you can go out and take night flights on that actual ship. It's amazing.
Wow. I saw people tooling around Key West. They have a special package at the museum. They have his presidential limousine there. And if you pay some extra dollars, you can take a little jaunt around town in Harry Truman's limousine. So, yeah, you're right.
Cool.
It's all about telling people how they can create, travel was very different when we were younger. Now it's all about people were just happy to get places. Now they want experiences and things that if you're going to be successful, whether you're on the air or you're on the motor coach, you're going to have to show them and tell them about things that they haven't done before. Maybe this is why we make such a good team. If you don't know, Sports Leisure Vacations sponsors Rob's program on KVIE. And one reason I do that is because I think it's a reflection of our company. And I love your spirit. Let me ask you one more thing before we wrap this up here. What did you want to be when you grew up? I mean, when you were a kid, did you ever think about anything like this? Because I didn't. But I'm just curious if you had dreams of telling people about cool places somewhere along the way.
Well, first of all, I want to acknowledge what you said about being so supportive of Rob on the Road and of PBS KVIE. Sports Leisure Vacations has helped make my dreams come true here. Your belief in me has helped me do what I do here, and I'm eternally grateful for that. You will never know what your support has meant, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Well, okay. Now that we've had the Love Fest has come to a...
So what did you want to be when you were a little kid?
Yeah, come on, Rob. What did you want to be when you were a kid?
That changed a lot growing up. But as I got towards high school and college, my sister went to law school, and I didn't know what I wanted to do, so I was going to follow in her footsteps. Majored in political science. I did a bunch of internships in Washington on the Hill during the summer, during college, and thought that would be an interesting road. And I was going to go to law school after I graduated college. And the summer before that, I did an internship at a television station and fell in love with the industry. So I didn't go to law school, and I decided to stay with television. And I did that, and I've been with TV ever since. That was in 1994. So what, 5 years ago? And no, that's been a long time ago. What is that? 94, 04, 14, 24. So that's 32 years ago that I've been doing television. So it's been 32 years.
So you gave up the nice house in Cameron Park and the potential to be a wealthy lawyer in exchange for it. Your story sounds a little bit like mine, but
in my little apartment, but you know downtown. What?
You only get to make this journey one time. And some of the people who spend most of their time I'm going to get philosophical for a minute. Who spend most of their time accumulating wealth sometimes find out that they don't have enough time to go and see things and do things. And I am incredibly grateful, as I can tell you are, that being able to do those things along the way is an incredible privilege.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that some people are called in life to accumulate, wealth. Some people are called to accumulate possessions. Some people are called to accumulate memories. And some people are called to try to be a witness to things that happen around them and share them with others through the lens of love and goodness. And that's what I try to do. So I find my riches in story and people.
Once again, Rob on the Road on KVIE Channel 6. We'll have a link to him and his program at travelguysradio.com. Rob, tell folks what day of the week they can find Rob on the Road on a regular basis.
Sure. Mondays at 7:30, and then we repeat at least four times during the week on one of our six streaming channels on PBS, KVIE, as well as on air. So we're on Monday nights on KVIE HD 7:30, and then multiple times on the weekend on all of our channels as well.
Rob, thank you again.
Or go to robontheroad.org online.
Thanks for being so generous with your time. And I'm sure our paths will cross before too awful long. I think there's something coming up later this month that might cause that to happen. Anyway, thanks, Rob, for your time.
Thank you so much.
Rob on the Road. Hey, I want to tell you, Tom, just right after we completed that interview, full disclosure, we taped yesterday afternoon, I got an email. There's a new KVIE news service called Abridged. And Rob did this wonderful story on this lady who's 102 years old. She is a World War II. She was Japanese, and she was one of the people caught up in that whole Japanese exclusion thing in World War II. And she survived and lived to tell about it. And she told her story to Rob, and he did a brilliant job of writing it. We have put a link at travelguysradio.com, or if you get Abridged, the KVIE news service, why then you can hook up and read it. I just wanted to mention that. I know we're short on time, but I just wanted to throw that in.
All righty. When we come back, odds and ends time right here with the Travel Guys. Hey, Mark and Tom, we are the Travel Guys. At the beginning of the program in the headlines, we did the odd part of our odds and ends. We did the Canadians traveling to Colorado story and the the guy that went to the Marriott Hotel and arrived and it was closed. So those are out of the way. So odds and ends have changed.
I wondered why the travel news was so long. I just picked those up and stuffed them on there without paying any attention. Hey, before we go, though, I do have one item that might be of some import to people. A small Alaska cruise line has shut down. They announced this yesterday. So if you are planning on cruising this summer with Alaskan Dream Cruises, they're a cruise operator based in Alaska. They've been in business for 15 years. They have four vessels, mostly in southeast Alaska, so down Juneau, Ketchikan, Homer, that area. Alaskan Dream Cruises, small cruise operator in Alaska, has gone out of business. So if that was your vacation connection in Alaska, you probably have already been contacted. But if you haven't, you should contact them and see what happens with refunds and all that kind of jazz. Alaskan Dream Cruises, small cruise operator, not a big ship or anything like that, just a small cruise operator that takes about 100, 150 people on each of their cruises. That's too bad. It's always a shame when we lose somebody in the travel industry, especially, some folks have already paid and stuff like that, so it's kind of icky. So that's all I got in the odds and ends department.
Yeah, well, okay.
Because I babbled about all the other stuff earlier.
Well, it was good stuff. Hopefully people were there at the beginning of the show. I think if you missed it, bottom line is Canadians are going to Colorado.
Yeah.
And they're happy about it. And some guy had booked a stay at a Marriott hotel. And when he got there, it had closed. But thanks to some quick thinking and his credit card people, he was able to get a refund. That wraps it up. We'll see you next Saturday at 11 a.m. for the next edition of the Travel and Entertainment, guys.
And Mark, remember to dance like nobody is watching. We'll see you next week.
All right, my friends. Stay well.